Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, sir?
Am I a resident in Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, of course I am, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so now, are you at least 18 years of age?
Am I 18 years of age?
At least 18 years of age. Yes, sir.
I'm 68, yeah.
Okay, well, that's what we want to find out, you know, if you're over 18. All right, so now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
What is the what?
The biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota.
Biggest issue, to plant more trees.
All right, so now, and what is the, you know, what is the most important or present global environmental issue?
To plant more trees.
Okay. Plant more trees. All right, so now, what is the most important or present environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Environmental? Environmental?
Yes, environmental yeah. Issues.
Yeah, to plant more trees and set more aside.
Okay. Okay, I'll be like, okay. Right, using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one would be electric utilities. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, in your opinion?
I don't know enough about them to rate them.
Okay, what about medical manufacturing?
They're corrupt.
Would be poor or just, fair, or...
How do I rate them as what?
Yes, rate them as no. How would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one is excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, just fair. All right, what about refining?
Did you say something there?
Yes, refining. How would you rate the environmental performance of refining?
Refining?
Yes.
What is that? Metal? I mean,
well, this is about, like, you know, this is about industries, you know, Minnesota industry.
Oh, well, yeah, but why would you ask about industry when people don't know about industry? I don't understand
okay,
that. Why would you
that's
ask questions
fine.
About that?
If you don't know, just let me know and I'll move to the next one, okay? What about agriculture and farming?
Well, I live in the farm belt, and there's too much of it. It's wasteful.
So would you rate them as excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. What about forest products?
Poor what?
Forest products?
Products?
Yes, products.
What's a
forest
product?
You know, all the stuff that comes out of the forest. Products.
A forest product?
Yes, sir.
What is a forest product? Wood?
All the stuff, you know, newspaper, all the products that come out of the forest.
Yes. How do I rate paper?
Yeah, how would you rate the, you know, this is about rating, you know, the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? That's what the question is about.
Well, they just keep cutting trees down, so I say poor.
Okay. What about mining? The mining industries.
Mining industries?
Yes.
Yeah,
how would you rate it?
Yeah, we don't need it.
So be
poor.
Just fair or poor? Okay, poor.
Poor.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies, you know, and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one is forest and timber industries. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What is the name of that industry?
Forest and timber industries.
Forest and timber?
Yes.
Poor.
Okay, what about environmental groups?
Environmental groups?
Yes.
Which groups?
That's what the group is, environmental groups. That's what it says.
Well, I'm all for them. I don't know how they are operating in Minnesota. I don't know. But is that what you're saying, how they operate in Minnesota?
How would you rate the job, you know, the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing managing
poor. Poor.
All right. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Natural Resources? Well.
Yes.
Well, poor.
Poor. Okay. What about county land departments?
County and land?
Yes, county land departments.
What's a county land department? What is that?
I guess it's a department, you know, every county has a land department. It has to do with forest, you know, and natural resources.
I don't know. County
okay.
land department.
Okay, what about U.S.
Poor.
Forest?
I say poor.
Okay, what about U.S. Forest Service?
Fair.
Fair, okay. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and how important do you feel the forest products industry, you know, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not very important.
Okay, so being not too important?
No.
Okay, sir, and how significant a role do you think, you know, the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it's very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Can you say that again?
How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it's very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Not significant, no.
Okay, not too significant, you say, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay, sir, each year trees are, you know, harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown, you know, in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvest, fewer than harvest?
Fewer,
okay. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
Fewer,
okay. However, sir, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
No, there's...
Okay.
No.
All right, sir, what impact, if any, do you believe, you know, timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife, Would you say positive or no impact or negative?
Negative.
Negative. Okay. All right. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I suppose it is possible, yes. It's possible.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wild wilderness areas or not?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness and recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
I don't know what the question was there.
Excuse me?
The question?
Well, you know, okay, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested, you know, for making wood and paper products or not?
No.
No. Okay. All right, sir. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use the wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, we're almost finished with this survey. I really thank you for your time. Okay, we're almost done. Do you feel that there is an appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota forest, you know, for the use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota forest product industry?
Yes.
Okay. And do you consider yourself an active member of, you know, of an environmental group?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you donate money to environmental causes?
I do in a way, yes.
Okay. All right, sir, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs about 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, or a minor component of the Minnesota economy, or it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Minor,
okay. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, like many industries, you know, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of tax dollars, our state tax dollars, you know, to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
No.
Okay, so be opposed, right? All right, sir. And, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in forest industry workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting and or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public, you know, private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The environment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both of the, you know, number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest and forest industries? Would you say support or oppose on that?
No.
Okay, oppose. All right, sir. I am going to list you several components of the program of each of each. You know, each. Please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for the part of the program. The first one says create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, increase the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban indigenous migrants and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, support. Okay, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
I would support that.
Okay, what about get into a school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers jobs provide?
Forestry workers? The children?
Yes.
No, I
oppose it. For young people, informing young people of the opportunities the forestry workers' job, you know, provide.
Right. The problem is they just need to pay them better, and instead of these people taking all the money and running with it. That's the whole problem. And so that if you have the state help pay for it, then the people that are running it just make more money.
Okay, but would you support or oppose
oppose?
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir. Finally, just the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Okay. Well, questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you completed?
High school.
Okay, high school. All right. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
All right. All right, sir, how would you describe the community you live? A large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
I live on a lake, so I don't know how you – it's rural, I suppose.
Rural, okay. Let's see. All right. All right, sir. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or more than $100,000 a year?
$100,000.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you consider your political views liberal or progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Independent, but liberal, independent.
Okay. All right. Sir, now in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional or, you know, trade or business owner? A white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration?
Business owner.
Okay, white-collar professional, right? Service or business owner?
Whatever you call it, yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, in terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right. All right, so this concludes Astoria. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
Okay.
And you're
okay. All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you.